This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is offering to pay some unemployed people to go back to work. The Jumpstart program will give up to $1,600 to eligible workers who get new jobs in May or June. The state program uses federal money. A Mountain school district is considering changing school bell times because of a shortage of bus drivers. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Eagle County Schools has 18 drivers but needs 35. District officials say standardizing bell times would give drivers longer and more consistent hours. They say the shift would cut costs and give elementary, middle, and high school students the same amount of learning time. Denver Public Schools recently standardized school start times in a bid to recruit more drivers and avoid busing cuts. Pre-pandemic, DPS had 20 to 30 different start times. Eagle County Schools will survey families for feedback prior to making a final decision. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Victims' advocates say the need for mental health services after a mass shooting in Colorado Springs could last for years, especially for the kids who lost their parents. A gunman killed six adults before shooting himself at a birthday party May 9th. Three children were orphaned. The mother of two other children also died. Jordan Finnegan runs the Colorado Healing Fund.
There's going to be a lot of mental health support that's going to be needed because the state only pays for about a year.
The Colorado Healing Fund has disbursed $75,000 to cover funeral expenses and family support for the Colorado Springs shooting victims. It's a mostly sunny day across the state, sunny and windy in western Colorado. This is CPR News.